From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. For many weeks now, lawmakers on the Utah Legislature's Redistricting Committee have gotten an earful from communities across the state about how the new legislative and congressional boundaries should be drawn. Some rural cities and towns say give us our own district. Others say we want to be included with the more urban Wasatch Front. So now that the public hearings are over, how will the legislature take these conflicting ideas and actually draw the boundaries? Joining me live on the phone this morning is Democratic Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City, who sits on the Redistricting Committee. Brian, good morning.
How are you, Jeff?
Doing well. So, Brian, with the hearings over now, what is the next step?
We'll have some more meetings as a Redistricting Committee. None have been scheduled yet, but there'll be public meetings. They'll be up at the Capitol. And we'll discuss in greater detail some of the suggestions that we've gotten as we've traveled around the state. And we'll discuss whether we can hammer out a map.
So how do you think the legislature can take into account all the input you've received, Brian, when, as I mentioned, some of the ideas conflict with each other pretty greatly when it comes to the congressional boundaries?
Well, there's no question that you're going to end up with a map that makes some people happy and some people not so happy. It's a zero-sum game in the end, in the sense that we'll have to make some hard choices. But I think one of the things that we've gotten in terms of the congressional maps are that folks want us to be a little more creative than some of the suggestions and some of the proposals that have been floated in the past. I personally think that there is a way that you can, to a greater degree than some people believe, incorporate both the diversity model, sometimes referred to as the pizza slice approach, with the donut hole model, the idea that you want to keep communities of interest and urban areas together. I think you can do both to some degree. I think you can carve out a couple of urban districts and then carve out the remaining two districts as being a good mix of rural and urban. We saw some proposals along those lines. I actually like them quite a bit. I don't see why it has to be an either-or situation where you have either the three donut holes in just one rural district versus four districts that are a mix of rural and urban.
Now, when it comes to the legislative boundaries, Brian, when I spoke with Utah Senate President Michael Wadups recently, he said, you know, every single city or town wants to have its own legislative district, but the reality is the way the population is divided, that's simply not possible. Would you say you accept that as a reality, that some districts or some cities and towns are going to be split right down the middle and there's no way to avoid it?
Well, I think it is true that it's going to be very difficult to keep every community of interest together in the way that they'd like. I mean, we've been working on the House map, which is 75 state House districts, and the more districts you want to draw, the more difficult a challenge it is. But when we have been drawing those House districts, wherever you start, you can come up with an easy job of putting together a community of interest and making people happy. For example, Summit County has almost exactly the number of people as a county necessary for a House district. If you start there and you say, okay, Summit County, you get your own House district, that's great. That's the first seat that you draw. When you end up drawing the 75th seat, it's going to be a hodgepodge, an amalgam of splitting up communities or counties or school districts or some other, you know, city. It doesn't matter what community of interest you're talking about. There's going to be some splits. So a lot depends on what your first priority is in terms of what you tackle first and what you end up having the last district drawn is.
Now, Representative King, the House Democrats recently came up with their own redistricting plan. What are the main points of that proposal, and what would it mean for incumbents from both parties?
We worked hard to put together a plan. It took a long time. We were up at the Capitol for a number of nights until midnight. And the staff that we were working with really, in my mind, deserves a lot of credit for their hard work. But one of the things, of course, we were trying to do is make sure that we had the population variances within the limits that were set by the Redistricting Committee when we first met together in April, and we've been able to do that. We also tried to draw districts that were compact, meaning that a circle is a perfectly compact district, a perfect circle. And most of the districts that we drew, we are pleased with how compact they are. We also tried to put together communities of interest in the form of cities. We tried to split them as little as possible. We tried to split counties as little as possible. But in the end, we ended up with something that we feel is good. But again, Salt Lake County, we felt like we had to move up into Summit County a little bit. We felt like we had to move to Willow County into Salt Lake County a little bit. And what we ended up with was something that we feel takes into account, to some extent where incumbents live. We did have to end up combining a couple of incumbents with other incumbents, but we wanted to draw districts that reflected the fact that citizens had elected certain individuals to represent them in the past, and that's a reality that I think is important to reflect. But we recognize, too, this is just the first step. We were displeased a little bit with our effort in the end because we ended up eliminating a rural Utah seat, and quite honestly, we want to come up with a map that doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We think that rural Utah has really suffered economically in some ways more than urban Utah in the last two or three years, and so would like to come up with an alternative map that preserves a seat for rural Utah and maybe accomplishes a little more in terms of taking into account some of the suggestions that we received on our listening tour across the state. For example, I'd like to come up with a map that does a better job of keeping Summit County together. Last night, we unrolled the map to the folks in Summit County, and Summit County was split three ways in our proposal, our initial one. And they made it very clear they didn't like that. And so I want to go back to the drawing board again and see if we can't do a better job of keeping Summit County consolidated.
And finally, Representative King, we just have 30 seconds. But when I recently spoke with Utah Congressman Jim Matheson, he said he had no faith that this would be anything but a partisan gerrymander once again by the legislature. Do you think he's being too cynical? Do you think the process will be more fair than that?
Well, I think it depends on what map you're drawing. I think that Representative Matheson has a point when you're talking about the congressional maps. They tend to be more partisan. When you're talking about state school board, state house, and state senate, I have a little more hope that will be something other than purely partisan. And I hope that the congressional map is something other than purely partisan. But, you know, politics plays a big role in this thing.
We've been speaking with State Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City, who sits on the legislature's redistricting committee. Representative King, we appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.